The average person globally spends almost 7 hours on the screen per day, a number that has been increasing since 2013.
How do you measure up? And what can we do with our time instead?
Join us on this morning's episode of Wake Up with Hope as we take a closer look.
Also, we're going to share some encouraging music. We'll talk with Ronnie Mills and Pastor Mark Finley joins us for this morning's devotional thought.
You don't want to miss it, so stay tuned.
Good morning and happy Friday to you and welcome to Wake Up with Hope. The weekend is upon us.
It sure is, and we can't wait to kick off the weekend with you and share the joy and love found in Jesus.
And you know, today is a very interesting day. It's National Unplugging Day. That's right. And you know, this day really should cause us all to pause and consider, how do we use our time?
Yes, it should. According to the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry, most American children spend 4 to 6 hours a day watching or using screens. Teenagers spend up to 9 hours a day.
Wow. You know, in screen time, it can lead to some potential exposure to things such as violence and risk-taking behaviors.
Sexual content and negative stereotypes.
That's right. And substance abuse and cyber bullies and predators. And you know, misleading inaccurate information.
You know, it's no secret, friends, that screen time is taking away from our health mentally, physically, and emotionally. And studies show that unhealthy and unbalanced media damages our ability to concentrate and focus.
It makes us feel lonely.
Yes, it really does. It leads to sleeping problems.
And it raises our stress levels.
And it increases our depression and anxiety.
Leading to addiction and even causes memory deficiencies.
That's true. And more than this, screen time has been shown to seriously take away from the time we spend with God. Or enjoying the outdoors and the beautiful nature He has created for our enjoyment and to become better acquainted with Him.
So what can we do about that?
Well, what we can do here are a few tips. We need to set limits and keep them.
How about this? Focusing on family meals and just putting phones aside, screens.
That's a good way to set a limit.
Just making eye contact.
For sure. Plan specific screen-free activities and get outdoors instead. Screen-free.
That's right. That's right. And above all, friends, take time with God. Make that a priority.
Amen.
You'll be blessed.
Amen. We challenge you today to start on National Unplugging Day. Make a commitment to spend less time in the screens and more time interacting with your family, spending time with God, and being outdoors.
Yes, and we will join you.
Yes, we will.
You know, there's so much hope to be found in Jesus and spending time with Him. It reminds us of how great He is and how much He loves us. Well, it's now time to take a look back at what took place on this day in history.
On this day in history, in 1931, the Star Spangled Banner became the official U.S. national anthem. On September 14, 1814, Francis Scott Key composed the lyrics to the Star Spangled Banner after witnessing the massive overnight British bombardment of Fort McHenry in Maryland during the War of 1812. Key, an American lawyer, watched the siege while under detainment on a British ship and penned the famous words after observing with awe that Fort McHenry's flag survived the 1,800 bomb assault. Victory led to an anthem that still has much significance today.
Over 200 years later. You know, after the children of Israel crossed the Red Sea and saw the miraculous deliverance of God, they too sang the song. It's time for us to sing and praise God as well. What victories have you had lately? You know, by God's grace, you can be an overcomer and live a victorious life under the leadership of Jesus. And as you walk with Him, you will see miraculous deliverances from temptations, trials, and discouragements from on every side. And finally, in that great day of deliverance, Revelation 14:3 says that we can be found among those who are redeemed from the earth and sing that great song of victory. And friends, I want to be there. Don't you?
Amen. And now we have music for your soul. Enjoy.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save that thou art. Thou my best thought, by day or by night. Waking or sleeping, thy presence my light. Be thou my wisdom, and thou my true word. I ever with thee, and thou with me, Lord. Thou my great Father, I thy true Son.
Friends, if you're enjoying our program as much as we are, don't forget to visit us at hopetv.org/wakeup and share us with your friends and loved ones.
And check out our YouTube channel. Simply search for Wake Up with Hope and subscribe to keep up with each one of our episodes.
We have to take a short break now, but when we return, we'll be talking with Ronnie Mills as he shares exciting news. You won't want to miss it, so stay with us.
Welcome back to Wake Up with Hope.
Our good friend Ronnie Mills joins us now to share exciting and important news. Ronnie?
Good morning, Saints. Happy Friday. And I'm on the fabulous new set of Hope Sabbath School. And I'm pleased to have as my guest this morning the host of Hope Sabbath School and the president of Hope Channel International, Pastor Derek Morris. Pastor Derek, welcome to Wake Up with Hope.
Well, thank you, Ronnie.
Why the new set?
Well, after about 10 years, the set was falling apart. And so they decided, well, let's utilize this beautiful new video wall, which is part of our equipment here at Hope Channel International, and then a few desks. And we've ended up with a beautiful new Hope Sabbath School set.
Amen. What else will be new with Hope Sabbath School this year?
Well, we're excited. Of course, we're in a series right now on Managing for the Master. But as you can see, we've got one coming up, three cosmic messages, and 11 of our team members will be teaching that. I'll just do the open and the close. I'm so excited, Ronnie, to see young leaders who are teaching the Word of God in the power of the Holy Spirit and inspiring tens of thousands of young adults around the world to join in that mission.
Amen. Amen. You also serve as the president of Hope Channel International. What makes Hope Channel different from the commercial and cable news networks?
Well, I want to thank you for that invitation. And it's part of the reason I stay connected with Hope Sabbath School, because it reminds me that Hope Channel is all about mission. It's all about sharing the immeasurable, unfailing love of God with a hurting world. And so when we're on the set here, or whether I'm in my office as president of our global network, we're laser focused on what Jesus has asked us to do. We're not just filling space. We're certainly not selling ads. But we're giving people hope, and that's what brings real joy to not just me, but to the entire team.
What are one or two projects in 2023 that Hope Channel is involved in that you're really excited about?
Well, I get excited about a lot of things, but when we actually go and take the message that's been distributed on the broadcast or on our digital platforms, we actually go and meet people face to face. So one thing that's happening for our global network is in September, we'll be in Nairobi, Kenya, and Pastor Mark Finley will be preaching for our Hope Channel Global Network, a series called Hope for Africa, which will be broadcast across that country, and in fact, across all of the countries in East Central Africa. I don't know what they're praying for, but I'm praying that there'll be at least 100,000 baptisms as a result of that series.
Amen.
But whether it's there in East Central Africa or in Europe or in Asia, where we're planting seed, we're sharing life-changing words of truth, and then giving people an opportunity to say, yes, I want to accept Jesus as my Savior. I believe He's coming soon, and I want to be part of His kingdom.
I can see why you're excited about that.
Yeah.
For our viewing audience, why should they join the impact movement of Hope Channel and become a financial supporter of this network?
Well, I think there's a couple of reasons. One, we are a donor-supported ministry, and so your commitment makes a difference. I think recognizing that is important. But secondly, what we hear over and over again is people experience joy when they join this miracle that God is working. And I can think of people who said, I just feel so happy that I can be part of making a difference, whether they're giving a major donation or whether they're sending $10 a month as an impact partner. They're saying, I want to be part, not just a passive observer, but an impact partner with God in what He's doing in the world. I think that's something that brings joy to our hearts.
Well, thank you, Pastor Derek, for listening to the call of God and leading this great network and joining us today on Wake Up with Hope. And thank you also for joining us today. Make this the best year ever by joining the Impact Movement of Hope Channel. Calling your donation today at 1-888-446-7388. That's 1-888-446-7388. Or donate online at hopetv.org/donate. Again, that's hopetv.org/donate. Thanks for your support.
We have to take a short break now, but when we return, Pastor Mark Finley will share an inspiring devotional thought with us. Don't go anywhere.
Welcome back to Wake Up with Hope, friends. Thank you for making us part of your weekend.
And it's now time for a devotional thought. This morning, it will be brought to us by Pastor Mark Finley.
Wine, alcohol, is not very popular in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 1. Wine is a mocker. Intoxicating drink arouses brawling. What's a mocker mean? It means it deceives you. You drink a little wine, affects the forebrain where conscience, reason, and judgment are located, and you're deceived. Wine is not very popular in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs, the 23rd chapter, raises some questions. Who has woe? Do you want that? Who has sorrow? How many want sorrow? who has contentions, who has complaints, who has wounds without cause, who has redness of eyes, those who linger long at the wine, those who go in search of mixed wine. Do not look upon the wine when it's red. That's when the juice is fermented, when it sparkles in the cup, when it swirls around smoothly. At the last, it bites like a serpent and stings like a viper. Wine is not very popular at all in the book of Proverbs. You know, I've read one statistic that was really interesting. 2 out of every 5 people that begin drinking alcohol become problem drinkers. In other words, they either lose work because of their drinking, they either become so inebriated that it leads them to premature disease and ultimately death, or they have problems in their marriages. 2 out of every 5 people that start drinking experience that. What if you had a German Shepherd dog that only bit 2 out of every 5 of your guests? Would you have too many friends that wanted to visit your home? Obviously not. There's a dangerous and shocking claim of the World Health Organization, it's called WHO, W-H-O, regarding cancer and alcohol that has recently come to the forefront. The World Health Organization says that the risk of cancer starts, now get this, with the first drop of alcohol. Now, I'm not saying that as a preacher. This is World Health Organization. Then they go on to conclude, and this was reported in Lancet, which is the journal of the British Medical Association, therefore, no amount of alcohol can be called safe for human health. According to this WHO statement published in Lancet Public Health, I'm quoting, when it comes to drinking alcohol, there is no safe amount that does not affect health, according to Dr. Karina Faria Borges, acting unit head of the Non-Communicable Disease Management and Regional Advice. She said, we can't talk about so-called safe levels of alcohol use. It doesn't matter how much you drink. Drinkers run the health risk with the first drop of any alcohol they drink. Again, she is affirming this report out of Lancet, affirming what the World Health Organization says. We cannot say that moderate drinking is safe for health. That's been said for decades. We continue. She says, more boys with cancer are being diagnosed than girls in India. And Lancet says there's a direct link between alcohol and this cancer. According to the report of Healthline, a recent study has revealed that there's a direct link, amazingly so, between carcinogens and the development of a variety of kinds of cancers and alcoholic beverages. Drinking alcoholic beverages such as wine and beer increases the risk of, can you believe this, 7 different types of cancer. Increases the risk of mouth cancer, throat cancer, breast cancer, colon cancer, liver cancer, cancer of the esophagus. The research has also found that most people in America are suffering from the disease, but they don't even know it. They don't even know about the danger of alcohol. The study that I'm quoting was done under the direction of William Klein, who was the associate director of the National Cancer Institute of America. And he says that some people think that drinking wine is beneficial for health, but it is not so. See, some of those early studies, you may have been familiar with them, said that drinking alcohol in moderate amounts is beneficial for your health, and it's beneficial for your heart. That is simply not true. Now, it is true that there is something called reversosol in grapes, and that reversosol can be helpful to the heart. And so that's why earlier studies that said moderate drinking might help the heart were largely based on this idea of the reversosol, the product in the grapes. The earlier studies, incidentally, were flawed because they were done on animals, and particularly on rats and mice. And rats and mice consume and digest and assimilate alcohol differently than human beings do. So those studies largely now have been put aside, the earlier studies that talked about the benefit of a little alcohol for the heart, because of the higher risk of these seven types of cancer from alcohol. And citing WHO's National Agency on Cancer, they said, it is a mental dependence that rationalizes people to take more or fewer poisons like alcohol, while alcohol puts them at a highest risk of cancer. This new study also revealed that consuming alcohol increases not only the risk of cancer, but it increases multiple other diseases, and that people are not aware of it. Heavy drinkers, of course, we've known for years, have had higher risk of cirrhosis of the liver. And in 3 John chapter 2, our Lord puts it this way in 3 John 2. He says, "Beloved, above all things, I wish that you prosper and be in health." God longs for you to be in health. And he knows that alcohol affects the forebrain. And as it affects the forebrain, you become less capable of making wise, healthful decisions. And as you become less capable of making wise, healthful decisions, you continue to drink more and more and more, which predisposes you to these different types of cancer and varying other diseases. This is why Paul in Romans chapter 12 says, "I beseech you, therefore." In other words, I beseech you, I urge you that you present your bodies. The word for bodies there is soumata in the Greek language. It means the total sum of everything you are, your mind, your body, your spirit, as a living sacrifice unto God. Paul says, I beseech you, I urge you to come. Present your body. Can I honestly present my body as a living sacrifice to God when I am hypnotizing, anesthetizing my brain through alcohol so it cannot receive the impressions of the Holy Spirit? Why is it that people who drink, why is it that they feel that there's no health consequences to drinking and that's just something that's kind of like a sedative that calms them down? It's because the alcohol is affecting their forebrain. The more you drink, the less capable you are of analyzing the scientific information that points out the harmful effects of drinking. The more you drink, the less capable you are of hearing the voice of God to your heart. The more you drink, the less capable you are of the moving of the Spirit on the brain. The only safe way is God's way. Wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging. Whoever is deceived thereby is not wise.
Thank you, Pastor Finley. You have warmed our hearts today.
Amen. And thank you for watching Wake Up with Hope. If you'd like to learn more about us, please visit us at hopetv.org/wakeup. And you can also share hope with your friends. Again, that website is hopetv.org/wakeup.
And we hope you have had a blessed week and that you'll have a blessed weekend close to Jesus. Don't forget to join us here on Monday morning at the same time. We will kick off the week with a morning devotional from Voice of Prophecy, and Dr. Peter Landless joins us on the Health Connection. We'll also have music and another delicious recipe from Gia and Olive. Be sure to kick off your week right here.
And if you enjoyed today's devotional thought and you would like to learn more about Scripture, please visit hope.study to receive your free Bible study guides.
That's right. Don't forget, we have free Bible study guides and they're worth every minute of your time. Visit hope.study for those. You won't regret it.
And before we go, we have a Bible promise that we want you to take into your day. It's found in Isaiah chapter 58, verse 11.
It says, "The Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land and will strengthen your frame. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail."
You know, that's a sure promise for those who follow the Lord and do His will. And this weekend, we encourage you to extend your hand to help somebody who needs it. You know, be the hands and feet of Jesus, and you will be blessed.
Amen. And what a blessing today's program was, friends. We pray that your day and your weekend will be full of the hope, love, and joy, and the peace of God.
Let's pray together. Dear Father in heaven, today, Lord, you are the God who satisfies all our needs, every single one of them. There's no one here today, Lord, that has a problem or a challenge that you cannot resolve. So give us courage, Lord, to turn towards you, to know that you're the God who has his face turned towards us. And I pray, Lord, that today you would supply everyone who's viewing here today, supplying with hope and with courage. Thank you, Lord, that you're going to be our God and our strength today. In Jesus' name, amen.